Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34, after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Donald Hunter back on the show. Donald is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the CEO of Donald Hunter Financial. He's a certified financial planner. He's an advisor to entrepreneurs who are starting businesses, and he does a lot of helps them a lot with getting their commercial financing worked out, and he's here to talk to us about those very topics. Donald Hunter, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Don, as always. Hey, Don, you're out on the West Coast. How's the real estate market looking out there?
It's, a lot more people are investing now. It's starting to pick up in the sense that starting to see multiple offers.
Huh.
In
certain
areas.
That's going to raise prices, isn't it?
It's definitely going to raise prices. Yes. It's all about supply and demand, so the less inventory you have, then prices start to rise.
Right. So one of the things that, and we're seeing this across the country, it seems that real estate prices are rebounding somewhat, and I don't want to get too excited here, but you and I both know that one of the reasons why there haven't been as many startups in the last 4 years as we would have had, say, in recovery's past, is because the home equity that I used, for example, more than 25 years ago to start a small business isn't there for most people. Nor is the credit card availability the way it was, 10 or 20 or so years ago for a lot of folks. And so we know that's one of the reasons why startups have been kind of depressed a little bit. Do you see this as a little bit of a turnaround and maybe giving people a little more of an opportunity to use home equity use home equity as a funding mechanism for startups?
Of course. I think that would definitely give the entrepreneur more flexibility because venture capitalists, have their requirements for investing, and not every project is good for a venture capitalist. So the entrepreneur needs some alternative financing, and the best source is always the home equity.
When I think of startup, a lot of people who don't know the industry, when they think of startup, they think of Silicon Valley startup. They think of getting 1, 2, 3 rounds of funding before they even have a customer. But when I think of startup, I think of Main Street startups. I think of people who are never, ever, ever going to have access to, nor are they ever going to want to talk to a venture capitalist.
Mm-hmm.
And for every one startup that's a venture capitalist prospect, there are a million who aren't.
And that's true. That's true. The majority of entrepreneurs out there never even talk to a venture capitalist.
Right.
I mean, it's friends and family, it's your local bank, and where you either get SBA financing or a home equity line.
Mm-hmm.
Or your own credit card line
or whatever. You have $1,000 in credit line, and you go to get some marketing materials to put together, and you... or whatever you do, those are the ways, that's called bootstrapping, isn't it, Donald? And that's the kind of thing and when you help entrepreneurs put things together, those are the elements that you bring to the table, don't you?
Well, what I also like about it, when the entrepreneur is Well, I guess there's two pieces of advice. If you think you need financing at some point, it's better to do it sooner because you don't want to run out of money and then go talk to a financial institution.
Right.
Because they want to see that you have you're putting skin in the game at the same time they're putting in
right.
the game. But at the same time, when you have less money to work with, I think you make wiser decisions.
You better anyway. And folks, this is what we mean when my audience hears me talk about being all in. You know, the poker term all in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what small business owners do. We're all in. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with our good friend Donald Hunter. He's the CEO of Donald Hunter Financial. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's 22.
Deeper than the night. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. I see it burning bright.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.